All right. Well, hopefully we can help Clark in North Carolina deal with a polybutylene piping situation. What's going on there exactly, Clark?
Well, I put a contract on a house, and the inspector came back and said, we've got something called polybutylene piping. And I was curious, you know, what that means, and is that a big deal? Should I be concerned, or how do I handle thinking about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a big concern, and it sounds like you had a really good home inspector to be able to pick that up. Polybutylene piping was used for many years as the domestic water supply piping, and the problem is that it leaks. It leaks at the connections, and there are a lot of class action suits that are going on now as a result of that piping system. So it's definitely something to be concerned about. If nothing else, even if it's okay, it's going to have a perceived reduction in value for your home if you try to sell it. It's always going to be an issue that will come up. So it's definitely something you want to avoid at all, if at all possible, Clark.
Now, is there a difference between the different connections? Someone told me that the copper connections are better than the polybutylene connections, or is that just a myth?
As you start to get into this issue, you will find that the various connection methods have different success and failure rates. But just in general, I would try to avoid polybutylene piping if you can, because it does have a much higher incidence of leaking. You may also have an issue with your insurance company not wanting to cover you for those kinds of leaks that could stem from your plumbing system. So there's a lot to think about, and it is a real bee's nest once you start to get into it.
Now, there's companies out there that will replace the piping. Is that something we should do if we really want the house?
It's certainly something that should be a part of the negotiation. Absolutely.
Okay.
It is a defect in the house as far as I'm concerned as a home inspector, a former home inspector myself.
Okay.
So it's definitely something that needs to be discussed and negotiated. And certainly you could get some estimates on what it would be cost to replace some of that plumbing, even if it's possible to replace it. You know, it's a lot harder to replace that plumbing after the home is up because it requires access. Is this a ranch or a two-story?
It's three-story.
So you're going to have a lot of lines running inside walls and through floor systems, and yeah, it's going to be very difficult to do that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Clark. Hopefully we've saved you some money.
I hope so, too. Thanks.
Well, we certainly have saved you some heartache, that's for sure. All right? Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, had you heard about that problem?
I had heard about it. I knew that there was some sort of situation, and I feel badly because that's a big house, and they seem to really love it.
Yeah,
so
it's an issue. You know, it would probably take a week or two to replumb that house, and it would cost thousands of dollars.
Well, and it would be a lot of money. The good thing is that if they really like the house and the inspector sort of says, you know, this is the area where the problems are, and they get somebody to give an estimate, they should be able to either get the previous homeowner to cover those costs or reduce it in the price. You know, you do have some help there. So if you love the house, do what you can to get it lowered.
And that's why it's so important to hire a professional home inspector before you buy a house. Because,
you know, I can't tell you how many times we'll be at an episode of While You're Out or Trading Spaces, and as you're working on the room, you come across, you know, a lot of problems. And you know, you question the homeowners, and sometimes you'll say, well, did you get the house inspected? Because they want to, of course, pick your brain on how to fix all of these things. And a lot of the times the answer is no.
Exactly.
Or they'll say, the realtor, you know, let us in on an inspector. And you never know who's working with who here and who's being honest. So always get an inspector. Do it independent of the realtor. And that's your best bet.
Yeah, if you want to find a good one, you can always go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That is ASHI.org, ASHI.org. Because those guys have all passed exams and are all independent and follow code of ethics and are really going to do a good job for you. You can put in your zip code. They'll refer you to a group of inspectors in your area, and then from that group you can select one that makes you really, really happy. So I hope we have helped Clark avoid a potential nightmare with that polybutylene situation. Clark, thanks again for calling us at the Money Pit.